Welcome to Rock Solid Devotional, a moment to start your day.
Lord of hosts, blessed is the one who trusts in you. Psalm 84, 10 to 12. In helping those with addictions and life-controlling issues, I'll ask leading questions to assess their values. If money were no object, where would you live? What would you do? Where do you want to be in 10 years or 20 years? I usually get solid answers. Then I ask, will the life you're living get you there? Maybe I'll ask for a top 5 list of most valued things. I want you to track how you spend your money and time for the next 2 weeks. Why the questions? They clearly demonstrate how your wallet and timetable match your stated values. Reality checks. Psalm 84 says there is no better place than in God's presence. This points to our intentional drawing near to God in reverence and worship for the intimate love relationship he offers. Genesis shows Adam and Eve walking with God. Abraham was called God's friend. Moses talked with him as with a friend. Jesus called his disciples his friends. To us, he says, "Come to me, all who are weary, and I will give you rest." The psalmist is plain and direct. Better a doorman in God's house than living with the wicked. Sin is tempting and inviting because we know it gives pleasure. Consider again the psalmist's assurance that it is far better to be a lowly servant with God than to enjoy sin's fleeting pleasures. How easily we swing through life every day. We follow routines, fun activities, eating habits, and those with whom we associate. We embrace our screen viewing choices without question. I conclude with another pointed question. Do you really draw near to God every day? Is the connection superficial or intimate? Is your association with God open and friendly, like that of Adam and Eve? Intentional, intimate, consistent, loving. Lord, I thank you for the joy that is mine in your presence. I'm so thankful you didn't just give me a list of instructions to make the best of this life. Thank you for calling me by name, for drawing near to me and inviting me to draw near to you. Your presence is better, even for a day, than 1,000 days of pleasure elsewhere. Please keep my heart and mind bonded to you more than to the pleasures of this world. Amen.